Welcome to our todaysbusinessradio.com executive summary. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and our guest today is Chad Nesbitt from the Nesbitt Agencies, and our topic is corporate wellness programs. Chad, why is this important for business owners?
Well, Tom, as you know, health insurance is a hot topic, and everyone today is feeling the effects of increasing health care costs. And unfortunately, many business owners have been faced with having to drop the health coverage that has been offered to employees due to the cost of the plan. But there is some good news. Companies that have implemented a company-sponsored wellness program are starting to see a real cost savings. Today, I'll be talking about what a corporate wellness program is and how your company can use it to save money on your health care costs without sacrificing coverage for your employees.
So our topic of the day is wellness programs in the workplace. Please stay with us, and we'll provide answers to this and more in 2 minutes following your Fox News update right here on News Talk AM 1130. Welcome back to our executive summary from todaysbusinessradio.com, where we're speaking with Chad Nesbitt from the Nesbitt Agencies, and our topic of the day is wellness programs in the workplace. Chad, what can a business owner do to stay on top of rising health care costs?
Well, with the high cost of health insurance these days, it is becoming increasingly difficult for employers to offer group health insurance as a benefit to their employees. Consumer-directed health plans have become more and more popular, as well as company-sponsored wellness programs.
How are these new programs helping the employer with the escalating costs of health insurance?
As many people may know, with insurance, the more claims that are submitted, unfortunately, the higher the premium. This is the same with health insurance. Having an unhealthy group of employees can raise premium rates considerably. Therefore, employers have an interest not only for their individual employees' well-being, but in a financial aspect to keep their employees healthy. This is where a wellness program comes into play.
Specifically, how does a wellness program work?
Wellness programs offer businesses the opportunity to help reduce claims through multiple avenues. Some of these options consist of smoking cessation classes, weight reduction programs, or simply going to the doctor for a routine physical. A typical wellness program starts with a simple online assessment. This assessment can help to determine how healthy an employee is at that particular time. Wellness programs typically offer incentives to employees to become healthier over a specific amount of time. These incentives could include financial rewards, PTO, which is paid time off, gym memberships, and etc. This can be determined by the employer and can change yearly based on profitability of the company or the success of the wellness program.
Chad, does the employer have access to the employee's information?
No, they do not. Due to privacy laws, all information is held between the employee and the health plan. Occasionally, nurse practitioners may follow up with an employee and work on a program to help them meet their goals.
How much money can a business expect to save with these wellness plans?
A typical return on investment can vary, but usually you will see anywhere from 3 to 5 times savings to the dollars being spent. If you'd like to find out more in-depth details regarding a wellness program or consumer-directed health plans, please go to our website, www.nesbittagencies.com, find the Programs tab, and select Wellness Program.
Thank you. That was Chad Nesbitt from the Nesbitt Agencies. Podcasts of this program, our business reference library, and contact information for our guests are available at todaysbusinessradio.com. This content is provided for general information only and should not be treated as a substitute for professional advice from your legal, accounting, and business advisors. Please tune us in every weekday at 11:59 a.m. on News Talk AM 1130 for another executive summary from todaysbusinessradio.com. Hello, I'm Tom Lyons, founder and principal partner of Phalon Partners Limited, a Twin Cities mergers and acquisitions firm where we help business owners to plan, prepare, and execute a strategy to complete the deal. Thanks for listening to this executive summary for information on how to build enterprise value, improve profitability, and formulate an exit strategy for your business. If you're interested in buying or selling a business, please give us a call at 763-231-4200. Phalon Partners Limited has been helping to bring buyers and sellers together since 1985, and we'd welcome an opportunity to help you.